Joining me live over the phone right now is Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, for her monthly report. Lexi, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate your time as always. First, I think we got to go back to last weekend. Seemed like another great turnout and great year at the Alpine Art Festival last weekend.
It was really great. We had over 20 vendors. We had a lot of attendees. All of our vendors said they did really well with sales. We had crazy weather. Sometimes it was really, really hot. Sometimes we had hail. We had rain. But overall, we had good weather, and we had a really great weekend.
Awesome. Love it. Absolutely love it. Look forward to that event in the future. And, of course, another great event that's fairly new still, at least it feels like it's just a couple of years old, but really gaining some nice traction, is the annual Plein Air event. That's coming up again in September, right?
Yes, this is our fourth year doing the Plein Air event. It's going to be held from September 13th to 20th this year. And what it is we'll have artists from all over the country come to Star Valley for the week. You'll see them on the side of the road or in parks or on Main Street. They just set up and they start painting their favorite scenes from our valley. And then at the end of the week, all of the paintings will be gathered for a two-day show and sale at the Western Skies Fine Art Gallery. So we want to encourage the community to come out and see those paintings. It's really fun because they'll recognize all the places. You know, it's fun to have all these paintings from Star Valley. And then new this year, we have a guest judge who is Shanna Coons. She's from Utah. She'll be doing some painting demos that weekend. It's during the sale and show. And that's going to be open to the public. And so we'll have more information about the time and place for each of those on our website when we have them. But we also have spots if anyone is interested in participating as an artist. There's still time to sign up for that as well. So there's just more information and registration information on our website.
Perfect. StarValleyArts.org is where you can find the details on Star Valley Plein Air coming up next month in September. And then after that, Lexi, in October, the Portrait and Landscape Oil Painting Workshop, correct?
Yes. So we held the same workshop back in March, and it was just for portraits. And then we're expanding it this time because the techniques are the same for either subject. So we're really excited about this. It's a week long. It's going to be from October 6th to 10th. It will go from 9 to 5 every day. And we're still working on a location, but we'll add it to our website as soon as we have it. The attendees will paint a portrait or a landscape. It's in the old master style. We did this, well, let me go back. All skill levels are welcome, but because of the techniques that are used and the methods, everybody at our last workshop was very successful. They had really amazing paintings by the end. These techniques just make everything more understandable and easier. So we're really excited about that. This workshop is $600 for the week. And then you can find more information and register on our website.
Again, excellent. StarValleyArts.org. That's Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. And by the way, Lexi, while we have you, I'm really looking forward to seeing that mural come together on the Thane Community Center. I know the winner was recently announced for that.
Yes, I am so excited for this. I've been driving by it every day to see if they're starting yet. But yesterday they had a lift there. And so I know that they're really close. The design that they picked was really perfect. I know that they chose it specifically because it had all of these nods to Thane. Thane doesn't get a lot of recognition on its own. And so this design is just really perfect. It features the cutter races, fishing, cheese factory. There were a few things in there that are just really, really cool and unique. So
love it.
It's going to be great.
Looking forward to it. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Lexi, as always, thank you very much, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.